right, it is about 14 minutes after 7 a.m. And before we hop into the hometown calendar and the birthdays for today, I have Lieutenant Todd Roberts from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. It's been a little bit.
It's been a couple weeks. I've been out of town and doing some stuff. I was doing some teaching at our academy, so I was gone for a couple weeks and back in town now. So
getting some new cadets ready to roll.
Well, we were actually teaching current officers. We were doing some different things down there. We do a leadership school, so I was down there helping out with that for the last couple weeks. But now I'm back in the office and back in here. So
because, you know, once you do Police Academy or OSP Academy, you're not done learning. You guys keep learning.
Right. We have all kinds of training. We do in-service trainings. We do, we're doing some mental health training right now. We're doing all kinds of different things that happen throughout the year. It's really a never-ending time.
But that helps keep you guys safe. It helps you guys keep us the safest.
Absolutely.
And it's a win-win.
Yep, we're trying.
Even though class can be boring.
Well, we make them as fun as we can, but yeah.
All right, so that's obviously not what we're going to chat about today, but it's nice to point out that you guys have those continuing education and things like that. Yep. So, a lot has happened since you've been here last.
Yeah, we've been still doing a lot of work. The guys have been out on the work, out on the road, keeping busy and staying on top of things over the last couple weeks. So 2 weeks ago, we finished up our school bus safety week. That was pretty productive for those that don't know. What we do is we focus our efforts really hard on school zones and school bus violations and things like that. And over the last couple months, we've had some discussions about those because it's been an issue in our area with passing stop school buses. We get those notifications from the schools all the time, and like we've said, a lot of those are on camera now, so it's real easy to see that those violations are taking place. So we made an effort to focus on our local schools, both here in Wayne and Holmes County, and then throughout our district, which covers a lot of Northeast Ohio from here to Cleveland. And as a result of that, we were able to get behind almost 80 buses during that 5-day period and keep an eye on those. Throughout our district, we followed, I think, 622 school buses during that 5-day period. And so very active in the school zones. We were able to issue, I think, almost 50 citations. I think it was 47 total citations that we wrote in school zones for people that were
putting kids' lives in danger.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that were speeding inside those school zones. And we actually wrote throughout our district, I think, 7 violations where we witnessed somebody pass the stop school bus. So it's a pretty big effort that we put out for that 5-day period just to make sure that we're focusing on our efforts. We're making people aware of that violation and how serious that is, and then the consequences that go along with that can be pretty serious. Those violations are typically mandatory appearance and result in a pretty hefty fine and maybe some a license suspension depending on what the circumstances are there. So again, you know, that's one of those things that we continue to focus on. We continue to educate the public about the importance of and make sure that everybody's paying attention when you're around those big yellow buses.
And it would have been awesome to hear you come back and say, all right, after our school bus safety, we didn't have to write any tickets because everybody's been listening and aren't passing those school buses.
Yes.
But
we all know,
obviously, unfortunately, right. That is not the case.
Yeah. We all know that it's happening, and it's one of those things that we want to continue to let people know that it's one of those violations that we don't give warnings on. We take that very seriously. The safety of those children are very important to us, and so we're keep pounding that message home when we can.
And so we had school bus safety week since you've been here last. We also had something else since you were here last.
Yep, we had Halloween this past weekend, which tends to be a busier time for us. Everybody,
it's a little bit of a party weekend.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah, it's one of those that we have marked on our calendar ahead of time. So this weekend, it wasn't too crazy for us. It was nothing out of the ordinary. We had 4 OVI arrests we made this weekend, which isn't over the top, but it's still 4, you know, people that were out doing something that they shouldn't have been. And that was just our agency, so that doesn't include any of the other agencies around here. We did handle 15 traffic crashes over the course of the weekend. Nothing of a serious nature, but, you know, 15 traffic crashes that we've handled over this weekend. So overall, not crazy, so people were making some good decisions, it seems like.
They were listening
right,
to
us? Right, maybe. Maybe we've gotten through to a few of them. But, you know, with the, when it comes to driving sober, we just, you know, want everybody to make a plan ahead of time. Everybody's has those celebrations and those plans, and we're coming up on the holidays, and those things are going to...
It's like you read my mind. Yeah, I was right? going to say we're coming up to the holidays.
Yep, coming up to those Thanksgiving holiday, Christmas, New Year's. Those are all just going to come out, I think, what, we're 3 weeks from Thanksgiving now, so...
Pert near?
Yeah.
I
almost. Yeah, it seems crazy.
I'm thinking Christmas countdown and Share Christmas.
Yeah, right, absolutely. So you guys are about ready to hit the ground running
with that. We kicked it today.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, good. So, yeah, so those are all coming up. So we just want to make sure everybody's thinking ahead on those plans and, you know, designating a driver, making a plan, deciding how they're going to go to those.
So, you know, it's all about making good decisions. Mm-hmm. If you want to drink, but don't drive after you've been drinking.
Yeah, the around the holidays, those OVI arrests, those drug impaired drivers, those different things tend to spike because for different reasons, you know, people are either gathering for parties or maybe it's a lonelier time for them and they turn to a different path. But, you know,
or it's because they have to spend it with the family.
Well, that could be a whole nother topic of circumstances. But yeah, we just want to make sure that everybody's making really good decisions because it's especially this time of year that we don't want to go knock on somebody's door and let them know that a family member, a loved one was injured in a crash or killed as a result of somebody that was making poor decisions.
Because that doesn't just last that holiday.
Sure.
That lasts every single holiday afterwards.
Yeah, you can talk to anybody that's been involved in one of those incidents, and they'll still remember how that happened and how that took place. So very important to us, and we're going to keep doing our part with enforcement, education, talking about it as we go through the holidays and making sure that everybody's trying to make the right choices.
So let's set a goal for Thanksgiving. Let's have less OVIs than Halloween and less accidents than Halloween.
Yeah.
Because that was a lot of accidents.
Yeah, that's a lot. But so with Thanksgiving, that traffic volume really ramps up. And we'll talk about that here in a couple weeks, I'm sure, about that travel season and how that's going to spike pretty high around the Thanksgiving holiday.
We're still dealing with the fall leaf travel season
out right
here.
Right. We still got the tourists that are floating around. So for a couple more weeks, maybe. But we'll get to that in a couple of weeks.
So right now it's just making good decisions when you're out there in the morning. You got school buses around here. You got bicycles and buggies.
Yep. The lighting is changing. We got the time change coming up this coming weekend.
It's the last one, I think.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's what I've heard around the grapevine.
All right.
I go by what it tells me to do. When I see that clock, I wake up, I'm like, oh, okay. That's the glory of clocks that change themselves on their own nowadays.
Yeah, we don't have to do it anymore.
Just the microwave. Yep. You got to remember how to change the microwave and your car.
Yeah. Yep. So that's coming this next weekend. So it's going to get darker earlier. So, you know, paying attention and when the lighting gets less is even more important.
We're seeing more darkness, so you gotta pay attention.
Yeah, and those deer are running too. So
You've been missing my deer adventures.
Yes, we can go on and on and on.
All right, anything else for you here this morning?
I think that's all we got today.
All right, we're gonna take a quick moment here, and we'll be back with more on WKLM.